Georgie Fame and the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. And when Bonnie and Clyde met, their mutual cravings for excitement and fame immediately set them on a mission to chase their dreams. Their bold and reckless behaviour turns the young lovers' thrilling adventure into a downward spiral, putting themselves and their loved ones in trouble with the law. Forced to stay on the run from every southern state's police force, the lovers resort to robbery and murder to survive. As the infamous duo's fame grows bigger, their inevitable end draws nearer. Well, their end won't be until Saturday night. They'll be breathing a sigh of relief after the last of production, but I'm sure they're consummate professionals. Joining me in the studio, I'll get his surname right this time, as he's corrected me, Tim Meikle. He plays the preacher. And also joining us this morning, playing Buck, Jacob Nightingale couldn't be along with us, so Caroline Watson's here. She plays Blanche in the production, which is going to be coming up tomorrow evening, also playing on Friday and Saturday, right in the heart of Will Burton. And I'm delighted to welcome, two members of the Will Burton Theatre Group and their production of Bonnie and Clyde to Cambridge 105 studios this morning. Welcome both. There we are. Put your microphones up. You can actually say hello to the audience now.
Hello.
Hi.
Tim, you have a face for playing the preacher, I have to say.
Thank you. and hopefully a fairly American accent.
Yeah, that's right. So you hail from the US as well. Not any of the sort of southern states, or are you?
Actually, I lived in Alabama for quite some time.
All right.
So I was a bit of a vocal coach for a lot of the guys. They had trouble pronouncing words like sofa. I was like...
Sofa, right, rather than...
You could use, sofa or couch or...
Yeah, you could settee or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
instead. So you've been over here a little while. You work here in Cambridge.
I work for ARM, yeah.
Yeah, which is obviously a big company, not only up and coming, but thriving at the moment. So it's just something a bit different for you to do. ARM also actually has some talent within ARM as a company. There's also, I think it's the Electron, and I'm trying to think of the surname, but there's a band, a three-piece.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a number of bands at ARM. It's actually a very creative group over there, yeah.
Environment.
Lots of different, tons of choruses and bands and music going on. It's lovely. Love it.
This, of course, is not visionary. It's in that it's radio. We can't see Tim at the moment. But you also have played?
I played Uncle Fester in The Addams Family at the ADC and also at Will Burton. God, it was a year and a half ago.
He's going to slap me if I say he has a face for Uncle Fester.
Yes, I am. I am Uncle Fester, but I am also the preacher in Bonnie and Clyde.
Good actors can sometimes turn off the American accent, and not that you sometimes need to. I mean, this is your ideal for doing this particular production, but are you quite good at sort of trying to go Anglo if you have to?
No, my wife won't let me. My wife is from Liverpool, so if I ever try any sort of British accent, she says, no, stop it.
Not even a Scouser's whack?
I have done it a few times. I did Bouncers and did a bit of a Scouse in there, which she laughed at, and I've done an Irish accent as well. But luckily, we've done some very, last 4 years, we've done American musicals, so it was a bit of an easy ride for me.
Caroline's here as well, playing Blanche in this particular production. When did the sort of opening of all the rehearsals start then for you?
We started rehearsals back in January, yeah. So we meet twice a week, have rehearsals twice a week, and then this week's been full on. We've got today off, but we're here. And so we had rehearsals Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're here off today and then shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You gather yourself a pace, both of you, well, and the rest of the cast as well. So what you do then is you have a day or two off, ahead of, so you can charge your batteries and get ready.
Yeah, we need at least a day to because we did tech rehearsal on Sunday, and this is a fairly technical play because lots of gunshots and blood squibs and musical cues and all that. It's a full-on technical play, so we had a long tech on Sunday.
You take tomorrow and Friday
off. I've
taken
the whole week off.
That sounds like good advice, actually, Caroline. I'll ask you about the blood as well, because it's theatrical blood you use, because actually if you've made a little note in the poster to say it might not be appropriate for some young people to come along, what would you say would be the younger age?
Well, my 12-year-old is coming to see it. Oh.
My son is actually
Tim's
in the
son
play.
Is in
He's
it.
10 years old. So okay. I think... if they're familiar with theatrical blood, I mean, my son loves the Marvel movies, you know. So I think if you've got kids that are okay with that level of, you know, sort of superhero violence, then I think they'll be okay. It's obvious that the guns are fake, and we hope that the parents will let children know that the blood is also fake.
They might be slightly embarrassed by the amount of kissing that goes on
I think that's a good point. Because
if your 12-year-old Caroline sees mummy kissing someone else,
which she has to.
I think it is a love story. We have to remember that it's a love story between Bonnie and Clyde, and also Blanche and Buck, who is Clyde's older brother. And so it is a tragic love story for both of those two couples. That's what the story is really telling about. So there is kissing, but the tragedy is there is machine guns as well.
Replicas, as we've already said. Yeah. Carbines, I think, were the guns of choice in the 1920s and 30s. And they even saw off some of the rifled end of the gun as well. So it would sort of fire more spray its bullets in a wider field.
Yeah.
So you say these are replicas. It must obviously have a properties department. So when you decide what production you're going to do, there must be a huge list of the various things. Carbine guns must
be. Well, I think our director, Emily Starr, she has a vision, and then she kind of goes and for Wilbert, and her mom and dad actually are quite active in the theater group as well, and her dad is doing the stage management, and I think her mom is doing the props department, and I think she says, well, this is what I want, and then there's a bit of a, well, this is what you can have, because there's obviously a budget, and we're a small theater group in a small village, you know, that, as I said to the guy out front there, we punch well above our weight. But, you know, there is a budget. I think in this case, we went with wooden replicas. So they look wooden. They look like wooden guns. And I think that also, I think it is saves on what you can do on stage. You can't, if you have a real gun on stage, I think you have to have a higher license or
even
something.
Even a license to perform with it?
Yeah, I think you do, yeah.
I think something like that, even though it's not a real gun.
Yeah, these are wooden guns. So they look like wooden guns. You know, it's drama, so.
But it's a lot of fun because this is in St. Peter's Hall. Now, is that a church hall?
It is. It's the local. It's the local church hall. It's a fairly good venue. I mean, it seats about 100.
114 is sellout, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, 114. So it's big enough to get a good crowd in there, but it's also quite comfortable. And I don't think there's a bad seat. You know, if you're sitting in the back of the hall, you're still going to be able to see and hear just as well.
Just nicely a balance between being intimate and not needing binoculars.
Yeah, exactly.
back of the hall.
And the social club's attached as well, so you can go get a quick drink in the interval if you need to.
Oh, right. So you've got a licensed bar going on next door.
Yeah, in the
I don't know Will Burton too well, but I guess it's near the church and it's in the High Street.
Yes,
it's in the middle of the High Street.
Three productions, so doing my maths, you can sell well over 300 tickets, more like 350 tickets.
Hopefully, and I think we've sold out for Friday, which is good. There are tickets still left for tomorrow.
And a few for Saturday. But only very few for Saturday.
I think you can either, there's an online website for the Wilburton Theatre Group where you can buy tickets online. There's also tickets available at the post office in Wilburton. And there's a phone number which I can give to you. You can put on your website if you'd like to, if you want to contact the local post office.
So we'll get people together to grab their pencils and paper, and we'll give them the details towards the end of this interview as well, so everybody can grab the details there before we disappear. I imagine you can have a lot of fun, though, because if the Verger comes into the church hall, mind the blood vicar, because it's just rehearsal.
Well, luckily,
blood and guns.
It's slightly away from the vicar, the Saint Paul, Saint Peter's Church. It's the village hall, if you will. You know, yes, it's associated with the church, but it's the village hall. So they do square dancing practice on a Thursday night, and you know. It's used for a lot of number of things.
It could be a Captain Mannering sketch or something.
Yeah,
Dad's
exactly.
Army. People tripping over guns in the corner of left up behind after rehearsals. Do you have a live band? Which
we do have a live band. Yeah, we do have a great band. There's quite a lot of them, which is nice. Means that we get to sing loudly, which is always fun. so we've got. Maria McElroy is our MD, and she's put the band together, and they're mostly local people that enjoy playing music, so it's all a very local affair, which is nice as well.
You've been running a number of years, actually, since there's some nice history if people want to go and look at Wilburton Theatre Group. Also, people might be interested in your next production. So they want to go along and audition. We'll talk about that in a little while as well. But if they go to Will Burton Theatre Group, or oneword.com, there's quite a lot of history about you. And you started in the early 1970s. Sadly, your original instigators are now no longer with us. Some of your prime movers.
Yeah, Vivian, who I had the pleasure of meeting and working with when I first came. So I started there, 8 or 9 years ago. I came into the village and my wife said, oh, they've got a theatre group, you should go try it out. And went down and got a part in just a one-act play. Loved it. Loved the people there. Had a really good time. Started doing pantomimes. My first pantomime. Never heard of a pantomime before.
Do you not have them in the States?
No. We do operettas, which are sort of similar, but not the sort of comedy and not men dressing up as women and girls dressing up as lead boys and all that. My wife took me to my first one, which I thought was hilarious. And then I got a chance to be in a couple of pantomimes and... my son started doing them a couple of years as well, so he's been in the theater group as well. Aiden, I have to say his name. So. And actually, I'm directing a play which starts our rehearsals next week for the youth, and we've got a huge group of about 19 young actors who will be doing a play later in the spring or early summer, and I'm so excited because they're all brilliant. I was just blown away.
And this is a young group within the Will Burton Theatre Group itself.
Exactly, and I think Vivian, the person who started it back in the 70s, that was her whole point, was to put together a theatre group for the young kids in the village to be able to do things, and we're continuing that legacy. So it's brilliant.
When we think about people you might find around the villages or that particular part, almost in the Fens, of course, you're fairly near to Ely, so you can draw on people from Ely and draw on people from Cambridge. You need people who can do sound for you, I guess.
Yep.
You need lighting sorted out. Yep. Although I suppose the same rigs can be used. You do three productions a year, after all.
We do try. And also, like as you said, we do draw. I mean, almost every play that I've been in has drawn from Ely, Cambridge, Haddon, the surrounding villages. In fact, our Clyde in this production of Bonnie and Clyde is coming all the way up from London.
Just to perform with the three nights?
Twice a week he's been rehearsing, taking the train up from London to be in this production because, A, it's one of his favorite musicals, and B, I think... our reputation precedes it, and also Emily, the director, I think she's well-known and well-regarded as well.
I am so pleased it's come up on the radar, and big up to Angela as well, who's your publicity machine. Who got in touch with us here at Cambridge 105 to get you on board here today, so thank you very much to her as well. You put together, obviously, the musical for this year. Well, we know that is Bonnie and Clyde now. Tim, you mentioned the pantomime that you'll be doing as well. Is that more towards Christmas?
Yeah, that'll be... the second week or the third week, usually in December, is when it normally is. And I think it's Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, I think is what... I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure it'll be on the website when it is for sure.
All the legacy productions you put together and some of the posters from over the years are there as well.
Yeah, there are photos of me as Uncle Fester, if anybody's interested.
Oh, we'll have a look at that later on then, Tim. And also, you can put the musicians away, so to speak, in a box in the corner. No, not quite like that. But, and you do a play each year as well, so they're presumably more, shall we say, in inverted commas, straight drama.
Well, that's usually at the end of the school year, sort of the beginning of summer, end of spring, and that's the youth play that I'm doing. I'm not sure this year if there's an adult play going to be done. There might be like a bit of a variety song and dance little thing that they'll do.
Do you get village colleges to engage in take part with you, talk to the head of dramas at places like Wychford Village College or maybe Swavesey?
I think we have occasionally had them come in. I know when we did Bouncers a few years ago, Ely College was coming in, and because I think they were studying it in school, so they came and we did a bit of a chat with them about it and the characters and maybe even did a little workshop with them. So yeah, we do, and I know that some of the groups from the local schools, particularly I think Kings, have come with their international students on a Thursday. Yeah, and watch the pantomime, because again, if you're an international student, you know, like I was when I first showed here, you know, I was an international person, you've never seen a pantomime before, so they bring them on a Thursday, and it's quite interesting to see 10 to 20 students who have no idea. They're learning the English language here and they're watching a pantomime for the first time. Yeah, it's brilliant.
And costumes for productions like this, for Bonnie and Clyde, again, it's kind of like a tall order, isn't it, for you, the costumier? You've got someone who's sort of head of wardrobe?
Yeah, we do have somebody, and we've got, she's had to do quite a lot, because quite often with sort of small theatre groups, you're asked as cast to provide some of your own costumes. But obviously with this show being set in the 30s, not many of us have anything that's appropriate to wear. So she's had a quite a job on her hands to get everything together.
A lot of charity shops and vintage shops. And, yeah. I think some of the guys can get away with a suit, which is quite easy, but, you know, finding a hat, because men don't wear hats very much anymore, and trying to find suitable hats.
And nearly all of my costume has been made for me. Nearly all of it has been made for me to wear, because there wasn't anything that was suitable that we could find that was pre-made.
So. Margot is our costumier, and she's brilliant, actually. She's had a lot of hard work getting blood out of shirts. Yeah.
Theatrical blood, of course.
Yeah, theatrical blood, obviously.
Does it stain? I mean, I've never really worked with it. I don't know how it... They're showing their palms of their hands, listeners, at the moment, actually. There may still be some on there.
A little bit of pink.
A little pink, yeah. Luckily, she did get the blood, the theatrical blood, out of the shirts. I put on an old white shirt and hoped that it was going to work, and it did, yeah.
I would have thought the chemistry of this fake blood, actually, would mean that it's sort of... would disappear after a few hours and fade away.
It does wash away, but it may take a little time.
It's not particularly water-based, and it has quite a penetrative dye anyway. I'm sorry for the fascination with blood. I'm not really like that.
Well, it is quite interesting when you're working with that kind of a prop, because I've never worked with it before, and trying to make it look dramatic, but then trying to get off stage and not get it all over the place. It's quite interesting. She had it all over her face yesterday, bless.
Doesn't taste very nice.
I was going to say, does it have a taste? Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Not like the real thing anyway. Let's hope there's none of the real thing there anyway. So, the production is on tomorrow evening, as we said earlier on. Bookings can be... actually, it would be lovely to go into Wilburton Post Office and say, well, I just want 10 second-class stamps. Oh, and by the way,
two tickets.
Seniors for... it won't be Friday night's production now, but for Saturday or Thursday. If you do want some tickets, there's still time. You can go along to Wilburton Post Office. It's on the High Street, number 34, in the village. And go in there. They've been on sale since January. Tickets are £10 for concessions, £8 for the seniors in the village and the communities all around. I'm sure the audience comes from many a mile to come and see your productions. Also, if you are under 16, although there is a little bit of an advisory, as we said earlier on, because of the sort of blood and, well, I wouldn't say violence on stage.
Kissing.
They probably embarrass the children more than anything. You can ring Cambridge number 740321. That's 01223 740321. Like the number 321. Or you can go to willburtonstheatregroup.com to find out more. And of course, if you feel creative or you think you've got some talent when it comes to acting, you can find out more at WTG, the Wilburton Theatre Group. As I say, it's lovely to have you on board, because you've not been on our radar before.
No.
We've spoken to some of the production companies out at places like Fulbourne and here in Cambridge itself, but it's nice to meet some people sort of a bit further north from here in this area. I hope it goes very well for you both.
Thank you.
And if people are interested, the next production will come up on your website.
Yep. We have a Facebook page as well, and Twitter, and Instagram. I think we're fully social mediaed out there, so find us online, definitely.
And when the next auditions become available, do let us know, so we can let listeners know about your next production, the next pantomime, or the next drama that will be coming up from Wilburton Theatre Group. Well, both of you, relax. You're all ready to go, you think. You know all your lines, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And just finally, the big scene. Where there's the sort of spraying of bullets, the strafing of the car. How are you going to do that on stage, or are we going to have to go along and fight?
There's a big gun battle, which Blanche is involved in, Bonnie and Clyde, and that's done with, again, lots of gunshot noise and strobing lights. It is fairly dramatic and really well done.
Thank you both.
And the ending is sort of... they're just parked in the car, so it's not as... We don't do the final death scene.
Just say, we'll meet you at the bar afterwards, everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So don't worry, we're still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim, thank you very much for coming in. Tim Meikle is playing the preacher tomorrow evening as well, keeping...
Amen.
Caroline Watson as well. She's been along featuring this morning as well, playing Blanche for the production of Bonnie and Clyde, a musical. Have fun with it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll see you again in another production very, very soon. Thanks for now, anyway.